Debugging and error handling. In this video series of SSIS 2012 integration services, I'm talking about debugging and error handling. In this specific video, I'm talking about debug and troubleshoot in development environment. I'm Rezarat, SQL Server MVP author and trainer, and this is one of the video tutorials of Red Hat website. First of all, I'm talking about how to debug in SSDT or SQL Server data tools. In previous videos, you learned how to what is SSIS package and what are control flow tasks, how we can use control flow tasks and containers to perform different operations in SSIS package. But during this operation, you might get some failures, some errors that you need to debug and troubleshoot. Debugging would happen in SQL Server Data Tools, which is your main development environment. There is a progress or execution result tab, which shows you what happened in the control flow list or some part of data flow. It shows you some information like a status, like for example number of rows transferred, like any error happened. You can use some kind of breakpoints if you are a Visual Studio, if you are familiar with Visual Studio. There are different kind of breakpoints which I will talk about in this video. You can enable and disable tasks, so if you want to just run a specific task, you can enable that task and execute that. If you do not want to include that task, you can disable that. You can execute a specific task or container. In this way, you can just execute one part of the package that you want. And there are some windows like Varch, Locals, Autos, which are quite handy when you are debugging with some kind of breakpoints in SQL Server Data Tools. These are options that we, these are things that we will talk about in this video. First of all, execution result window in SQL Server Data Tools. When you execute your package, you will see a progress window, a progress tab actually, in your main package designer. That progress tab shows you what happened in the package, what tasks are running, how much time spent for running each task, if there is any error, that error would show there. The details of that error depends on different scenarios. That progress window or progress tab will be renamed to results tab when the package finish execution. So the progress and execution result tab are both same with just a different naming for progress at the time of running, execution result at the time of completing the task. It is very useful for debugging. You can enable and disable tasks during the SQL Server Data Tools, and you can execute tasks or container. There are some breakpoints that you can use in SQL Server Data Tools. For example, if you got a failure in a specific part of the package, you can enable a breakpoint in that a specific task or container. There are different kind of breakpoints, and when that breakpoint is actually kind of pause spot for that code execution, so the code compiles and execute up to that breakpoint. At that point of time, it will pause and shows you some values that you would require in autos, locals, and watch window. It's quite handy for you because you will understand what is the values of your variables and does those cause any kind of issues or problems or not. There are different kinds of hit counts when you create a breakpoint. The default one is always, so you can say that when I put a breakpoint, that breakpoint will pause the execution always. So this means that every time that execution of package, execution of code reached to that breakpoint, that will cause pause. So this means that if, for example, you put a breakpoint in a specific part of a for each loop, as long as for each loop runs and that task that as long as that tasks run, this breakpoints will hit. You can say that you just want to get the, for example, 5 hit count of that execution, or greater than or equal to something, or hit count multiple, which only pass in the integer multiple of a counter. I will show you some samples of the hit count in the demo sample. And right now we are looking at the debugging in SQL Server data tools. Here I have a sample SSIS package. This is the sample SSIS package from the video tutorial for each loop container file enumerator from this video series. So in this package we have for each loop container which loops through some files. Those files are in a source files directory and generate the file name, load data from that file into a database and archive that file and log something into the database. Before doing that, I can, as I said, I can enable or disable part of the package. For example, I do not want archive file for this example, so I just right click on that and disable that. This means that this archive file will not run anymore because this is enabled. I can right disable. I can right click and enable it as every time that I want. Before doing that, I'm just doing some kind of preparation. So I remove any customer records that are coming from any files which are not customer underscore 3.csv. Okay, there is nothing there. And I want to execute this package. Usually this package, as you've seen in previous examples, it would run. But in this example, I've changed some kind of codes to cause this package to fail. As you see, this package runs through different files and each file loads into the database. As you can see, here we have a failure. The first actually pointer of failure is the red sign here. The red sign shows that there would be a failure. You can see this progress window. This is the progress window that I've talked about in the slides. So when I go to that progress window, I can see that there are some information here. For example, it says that task load data into the DB, which is one of the tasks here. It's started, validation started, and validation completed. So there are some kind of information here. There are some kind of warnings. You can use this to work on the warnings, but for this example, we just focus on the errors. So there is an error, as you can see here, and I want to find out what is the error reason. So as I scroll down to find the first instance of error, you might find many instances of the error, but the first one is the most important one. As you can see here, the error text message, this is, says that the error happened in OLEDB destination, which is our destination in this data flow. And this has some error description. Unfortunately, there is a bug here that doesn't show the full description here. So I right click on the error message, the first error message typically, and copy message text. Then it's good to open Notepad and paste the error message here. So when I paste the error message here, it shows me some information, metadata information about the OLEDB destination again, and the description of message, which is violation of primary key constraint PK underscore customer. And more description, which is cannot insert duplicate key in object customer. Duplicate key is this one. So you can see that in this data flow, there is a customer record that inserting into the database, and because that customer records probably exist in that database, then this caused failure. So we have exact error message and with the exact source of the error that happened. So this is quite useful. As you can see, this is the progress window that shows us this information. If I stop the package, notice to that progress, if I stop the package, this will change to execution result. So if you want to troubleshoot your package to find out why this caused failure and what happened, what was the error, go to execution result or progress tab and find the error that caused that problem. In most of the times, the error is the first instance of error. Open that in the notepad and find the error. You can also use some kind of breakpoints to get more information here. For example, here we want to find out which file actually caused this error. We have those kind of information here. As you can see, this says that customer underscore 3.csv started, and this error happened when that started. So this means that customer underscore 3.csv caused that error. But let's say we don't consider this for now, just to find out how we can work with breakpoints and what are use of breakpoints here, how we can use breakpoints for getting this kind of information. We have a variable here, if I right click on the package, which is file name. This variable holds the file name information. So if I get this variable value at the time of execution that the failure happens, then I will understand which actually file caused this failure. So before running that, I'm again cleaning everything except customer underscore 3.csv. So if you want to run these examples, remember to do this before running that. Then I right click on the container. Remember to right click on the container, and I am going to edit breakpoints. Here you can see that there are different conditions for breakpoints. For example, I can put a breakpoint on error, or I can put a breakpoint on progress, or on warning, or on pre-execute, which means that before execution of this container, this will stop, pause actually. But for now, I want to put a breakpoint on every iteration of the loop. This is a specific kind of breakpoints that exist in just kind of for each loop and for loop containers. There are these kind of breakpoints are quite generic breakpoints, which you will find in most of the tasks. But there are some kind of specific breakpoints, like every iteration of the loop in for each loop containers. And I want hit count to be always. I will show you how to change that further. Okay, so when I put the breakpoints, you can see that breakpoint sign here. I start execution. When I start execution, you see that the execution starts and paused with this yellow sign here in the middle of that red breakpoint sign. And here I can see three windows: autos, locals, and watch. In the locals window, I see list of variables. So here that list of variables shows actually all system variables and user variables. So here I can see file name variable, or I can see anything, machine name or anything like that here. Or if a list of variables, or if I have lots of variables, I go to watch window instead of that. And here I can add any variables from the variable window with drag and drop, or just with creating those. For example, I want file name here. So I type in user double colon file name, and you can see that this is the value of that variable. If I continue execution, so this is the value of this variable before this iteration. If I continue the execution, the first iteration of for each loop will run, and the second iteration will start. Before starting the second iteration, the package execution again pause at that time, and this shows me the customer underscore two. So this shows that customer one was successful, loading customer one. Customer two, we are about to run this at the moment. So I press just continue. And the customer two is loading and populating into the database. So that was successful again. And then customer three is here. When I execute customer three, you see that the package execution fails, and we will see the error, which is same error in the Prageth's window. So having breakpoints and combination of breakpoints with those autos, locals, and watch windows are quite useful, because we can understand the value of packages, which is very handy at the time of development. But sometimes assume that we are looping through thousands of files, and we know that, for example, this error happens after, for example, 50 files, after 100 files, not in the first files that we, for example, are looking for. So instead of hitting this breakpoint always, because this means that I should press that continue button for 1,000 times. If instead of that, I just change that always to hit count greater than or equal to, for that case that I mentioned, for example, we can say 100. So this means that this execution of package will continue until the hit count be 100. So for this example, I just changed it to 3 to show you how this works. You know, we know that, for example, the package will fail after this. So I just put it to 3. For example, I don't know, is it failing after 3 or 4 or something like that. So I just put it to 3 with hit count greater than or equal to 3. Before execution, again, I just run this script and I come back here. When I execute the package, you can see that the package start execution in the first iteration and even second iteration without any pause on the breakpoints. But it would pause on the breakpoints, which is actually the third hit count of the breakpoints, and this is the points that we want actually. So with and you see that we found that failure, and we can go again to the progress or execution result window or tab and find the error message as we did before. So using those breakpoints, hit counts are quite useful. You can choose any of these you want. There are different kinds of breakpoints, and using the breakpoints with variables, not variables, with autos, locals, and watch windows are highly recommended. So what we've seen in this video was progress, execution result tab, how to use breakpoints to find the cause of that error, enable disabling task, execute tasks in containers, watch locals, and autos window. In next videos of this series, I'll talk about how to log the errors in somewhere, or how to log in production, or different kinds of logging scenarios and event handlers and that sort of thing.